Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So for reasons that were not necessarily our own, it's been a while since we had the four band members back together, Ace, Peter, Paul, and Gene. And there were some vacations built in there. There was a lot of sickness. You know, you work at a petri dish like a radio station. One person gets sick, everybody gets sick.
I talked to Scott this morning and I go, I'm just so excited everybody's back and Sam is back.
I am happy to be back.
Everybody's in the same room together. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Oh,
I had a fantastic week off building my enclosed garden. That's what I did all week.
So proud of you. You're like Bob the Builder.
Thank you. I had neighbors coming over. They're like, are you a carpenter? I was like, no, don't even know what I'm
Jesus
doing.
Jesus was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Sam.
It was a good time.
You really used your time off well. You worked. You got stuff done.
Did not do a whole lot of relaxing. Well, yeah, I did on Friday because it started raining, and it's still raining.
Yeah.
Hasn't stopped since Friday.
He's young. It's all right.
It's fine.
Plenty of energy.
And the trees are turning. It's gorgeous. This is the week, man. This is the week if you want to go leaf peeping. I don't know, in a cemetery. I don't know if we'll have time. This is the week that you go do it. The trees are gorgeous.
Right.
Yes, Textline, you're right. They did hire me back.
They hired him back.
Remarkably quick at the firing and rehiring process here at this company.
Rumor was last week that you had been fired.
Every time he goes on vacation, people text in and think he's been fired. I don't know why. He would have to fire himself at this point. He's our boss.
So you have turned into, you need a intervention from Dr. Rick.
I am full-blown Dr. Rick's patient, yes.
I talked to Bill yesterday. A new Dr. Rick commercial dropped over the weekend.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, and you weren't watching football.
I was off and on. I was napping a lot because when you get mono, I just want to tell everyone this, you are sick for like 2 months. I am 1 month in and I'm still sick.
I thought you were done already.
Sam, I was really good for 3 or 4 days, and then over the weekend, achy, tired, throat, and one of the things I read about mono.
Where does one think when one got mono?
Is the sore throat can last for 2 to 3 months.
Have we talked about this, that what you had is mono?
Well, my doctor made the diagnosis about a week and a half ago.
Right.
And what she said was, and this is true, there's nothing we can do for you. Mm-hmm. She said, with mono, you treat the symptoms, try to rest, hang in there.
Yeah, you go home and then they send your homework home for you to fill it out.
Pat on the back.
While you're not in school because you have mono.
It's back, I'm telling you guys.
Emphasis on the words homework and school because this is what college kids get.
Well, I got sick immediately following the family
crawl in Lawrence.
The family weekend at KU.
Were we drinking out of glasses that were not our own?
No.
Be honest.
No, we were not at highfalutin establishments that have glassware.
Well, you know, things get murky. The plastic cups don't exactly have your name on the side.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, never again. I'm telling you, I'm going to do family weekend next year in a bubble.
No, there is no more family weekend.
Well, I got to go to Manhattan.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're actually right. I am sidelined. I'm telling
you. We're
done. Especially after this weekend's KUK State game.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I don't know who to call we anymore because I have a child at KU and a child at K-State. That was a grade A ass whooping. Mm-hmm. They're still scoring. Avery Johnson is still scoring touchdowns.
Nebraska is now bowl eligible. I'll be in Lincoln on Saturday night for their game against Southern California. Looking forward to that.
Did you see all the coaches that got fired in the last couple of weeks?
When you can't win, you get fired.
There was one coach that went 4-0 right out of the gate. And then lost three. Fired.
I believe that's called LSU.
I mean, wow.
And Bill Belichick still has a job?
There's a meme going around today with LSU. It's so funny, but it's not funny. It's AI. And it's the coach standing next to Bob Barker. And he goes, and Brian, look what you could win. And then the actual Price is Right doors open. And a U-Haul comes rolling out.
Do you know what they're paying? I believe his name is... Sam, you look it up. I
think, football is brutal.
Is it Brian Lane?
It's whatever his name was. It was Brian
at LSU. Do you know what they're paying him to go? Just go away.
Oh, the leaving salaries are higher than the staying salaries.
Would you care to guess what they're paying him to go away?
I don't even want to know.
Is his name Brian Lane?
Brian Kelly.
Kelly. Brian yeah. Kelly. Thank you. To just get away from our program, mm-hmm. Get your stench off of this program.
How much?
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, clearly.
$55 million.
To leave.
To just, please, go away.
And by the way, that is the second largest buyout in college football history behind the Texas A&M firing back in 2023 of a guy named Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher, who went on to Clemson.
Jimbo?
$76 million to walk away.
How bad do you have to be mm-hmm. that they would rather pay you $76 million than keep you around?
A tenth of $1 billion yes. almost to please
just go.
Get away from us.
Well, and the crazy thing is that you have boosters that are so bloody rich and they love these colleges and these teams so much yeah. that they are sitting there like chomping at the bit to write that check. They're like, please let me give away $76 million to get rid of this guy.
I may or may not know something about paying someone money to go away and get away
yes.
from me.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Yes.
It happens.
But it wasn't to the tune of $55 million.
It's only 53 and a half.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.